Our reading today comes from Matthew chapter 5, verse 3. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God. There are two Greek words for poor. One means lacking wealth and therefore needing to work. The other, which is used here, means to be in such a desperate state of poverty as to be totally dependent on others for support. To be poor in spirit means to recognize how far short we fall in relation to God's standards. To understand that we're up to our eyes in debt and as a consequence throw ourselves on the mercy of God. To be poor in spirit is to acknowledge that we are totally dependent on God's grace and mercy and to cry out to him for his help in all things. So why are we so often reluctant to do this? To acknowledge our need, to acknowledge our weakness. Brenham Manham, in his book, The Ragamuffin Gospel, reminds us of this truth. All of us are broken. All of us are in need. The greatest symptom of our brokenness is not acknowledging it. It's only in pride that our need goes unmet. It's only in pride that our brokenness is without healing. We serve a good, loving Father who has always loved us. When we stop trying to prove to ourselves, to God and others, that we have our lives together, we actually begin to truly live. This is overwhelming freedom, joy and love in living with the reality that we are wholly accepted and loved just as we are. Why does Jesus put this beatitude first? Maybe it's because humility is the foundation of all other graces, a basic element in becoming a true friend of God. We have to humble ourselves in order to come to Christ and receive his free gift of salvation. Sometimes I think it'd be easier to pay £5 or to do something and we know that we've achieved it. But Jesus' ministry made it clear what thousands of years of religion, sin and the rule of the law obscured the necessity of being poor in spirit in order to have a true relationship with God. Those on that mountainside that day must have been blown away by what Jesus was saying. It's as if Jesus throws a grenade into their midst and blows up all the things they've ever been taught from a young age. You see, even today, we so easily fall into this false doctrine that our works somehow justify us to God. Even today, we believe that we must clean ourselves up, do better, work harder, or love deeper to have a right relationship with our Heavenly Father. Jesus came to obliterate works-based relationship and to reveal God's heart of unconditional, grace-filled, unchanging love. Jesus powerfully illustrated this truth in Luke 18, verse 10 to 14, the parable of the Pharisee and the tax collector. Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood by himself and prayed, "God, I thank you that I'm not like other people, robbers, evildoers, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week and I give a tenth of all I get." But the tax collector stood at a distance. He would not even look up to heaven, but beat his breast and said, "God, have mercy on me, a sinner." I tell you that this man, rather than the other, went home justified before God. For all those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. I wonder, who do you relate to more, the Pharisee or the tax collector? Those who cry out, "God, have mercy on me, a sinner." Jesus tells us that theirs is the kingdom of God. The kingdom of heaven flings open wide its doors to the poor in spirit. The humble are welcomed in enthusiastically.